Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Karen. I'm coming from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion survey. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
I am.
And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely or never?
Always.
Thank you, sir. Could you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Rick Scott?
I like him.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump? It is a favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or no opinion?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Ron DeSantis? It is favorable, unfavorable, or neutral?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And the last one, Keith Gross. It is favorable, unfavorable, or neutral?
I'm sorry, who?
Keith Gross.
No idea.
Thank you. In the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate, were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott? Hello?
Yeah, run that one by me again.
Yeah, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott.
Thank you. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator?
I approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's just performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
No answer.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's just performance on protecting Social Security?
No answer.
Thank you. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races. Most, they will win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
It makes me less likely to vote for him because your survey takes too much of my time. Good day.
We're almost there, Celia. I would love to have your complete opinion.